This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolence to the families of who lost their lives in a boat mishap in Mumbai. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is pained by this shocking news. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees would be given to injured persons. President Draupadi Murmu has also expressed her condolences to the families who lost their lives. In a social media post, the President also prayed for the swift success of the rescue and relief operations and a quick recovery of the survivors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Netherlands counterpart Dick Schoof discussed ways to further deepen the existing cooperation in the sectors of water, agriculture and health yesterday. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the Prime Minister of Netherlands. Both leaders underscored the trusted and valued partnership between India and the Netherlands that are based on shared values and belief in democracy and rule of law. They agreed to elevate the bilateral partnership and provide it a strategic dimension in diverse sectors, including trade, defence, security, innovation, green hydrogen and semiconductors. Both emphasised on building the close people-to-people ties and exchanges in the field of education and culture. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah hit out at Congress accusing the party of presenting facts regarding his speech in Rajya Sabha yesterday in a distorted way. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah condemned the Congress for its attempts of distorting and misrepresenting his statement with regard to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. He alleged that the Congress party has a tendency to distort statements and create unnecessary uproar. Mr. Shah said that the discussion on constitution in parliament has left the Congress with no answer to the charge that it is against Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, reservation and constitution. Mr. Shah added that whenever the BJP was in power, it always propagated the principles of Dr. Ambedkar and worked to strengthen reservation. He appealed to the media to put his entire statement before the public. Nepal's Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Diuba will arrive in India on a 3-day visit today, during which she will attend an official program and undergo health checkups. Diuba, who was on a visit to Germany, left Berlin for New Delhi yesterday. During her brief stay in New Delhi, she will deliver the keynote address at the Indo-Nepal Conference, jointly organized by the Agro Foundation and Kathmandu University, Nepal Center for Contemporary Studies, KUNCCS. The main objectives of the conference scheduled for Friday are to showcase India's economic growth, promote regional cooperation and strengthen ties among the countries of the region. India has marked a historic achievement in wildlife conservation by conducting first-ever Ganges River dolphin tagging in Assam. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said, "This is the first tagging for the species, which is a significant milestone in the advancement of Project Dolphin." The Ministry said that the tagging exercise will help in understanding the seasonal and migratory patterns, range, distribution and habitat utilization, particularly in fragmented or disturbed river systems. In a social media post, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Dupendra Yadav, expressed happiness and said that this is a historic milestone for species in India. He said this achievement will deepen the understanding of conserving national aquatic animals. Election Commission held a meeting to review poll preparedness for the upcoming assembly elections in Delhi yesterday. The Commission reviewed the meeting with enforcement agencies, district election officers, returning officers and deputy commissioners of Delhi Police. The meeting was presided by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Punjab during the next 2 to 3 days. The third and final match of the T20 International Series between India and West Indies will take place at the D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will start at 7 p.m. The series is tied at 1-1 with Harmanpreet-led India winning the opener by 49 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.